Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome, welcome one and all, in here, out there, all the ships at sea. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Today, lovely. Today was the fourth day of the escalating conflict between Israel and Hamas, and the news is both heartbreaking and horrific. But if you read any of that news on Twitter, you might want to check someplace else, because thanks to Elon Musk getting rid of Twitter's verification system, misinformation about Israel and Hamas has been spreading on Twitter, including false claims that Benjamin Netanyahu was hospitalized, video game footage passed off as footage of a Hamas attack, and faked pictures of soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo holding the Palestinian flag. Not to question their fact-checking, but I'm pretty sure every picture of Cristiano Ronaldo is fake. No one has those abs. How do the legs attach? Do they snap onto his torso? What's this line about? What is this line? I don't have those. I've looked. Here at home, we still have no Speaker of the House, and Republicans don't really seem any closer to finding one. In order to reach some consensus, last night, roughly 150 GOP lawmakers met behind closed doors in what a member called a therapy session. I would hate to be a therapist for the House Republicans. Okay, normally I don't say this to a patient, but you are all responsible for your parents' divorce. They, all of you. The way you were as a child is why they weren't happy. Wow. They did not settle on a speaker, but so far there are two declared candidates, Ohio Representative and gentle orangutan returning the reading glasses you dropped into his enclosure, Jim Jordan versus Louisiana Representative and waterlogged Billy Joel, Steve Scalise. But now they may have some competition for Kevin McCarthy's old job, and it's Kevin McCarthy. Because even though he claims he doesn't want his job back, Kevin McCarthy keeps acting like the House Speaker. When asked why he's just hanging around, McCarthy gave this response.
I got nowhere else to go!
Sad.
I felt that. That's so sad.
Speaking of new leaders, yesterday there was a big announcement from vaccine conspiracy theorist Robert F. Kennedy Jr., seen here staring at the man he suspects of stealing his glasses. Bobby Jr. announced that he is ditching the Democratic primary to run for president as an independent in 2024. Yeah, I mean, you know who's not so into this independent bid from Bobby Kennedy? The Kennedys, because four of RFK Jr.'s siblings released this statement. The decision of our brother Bobby to run as a third-party candidate against Joe Biden is dangerous to our country. Bobby might share the same name as our father, but he does not share the same values, vision, or judgment. We denounce his candidacy and believe it to be perilous for our country. Adding, P.S., skip Thanksgiving this year, the turkey is vaccinated. Yeah. So RFK Jr. has upended the two-party system while simultaneously alienating his family. All he had to do yesterday with his announcement was to make the most powerful speech of his life.
Ah.
I need my speech. You can't read anything.
Screen up in front. Can you see it?
What? Yeah. It's upside down.
Ready on day one. Just as stirring as when Abraham Lincoln announced his candidacy with his head stuck in a bucket of sorghum. Of course, it could be worse. He could be Donald Trump. The former president was campaigning in... You gotta be quicker with those if we're gonna do those. He was campaigning in New Hampshire yesterday, and he kicked off his speech by taking shots at his likely opponent in 2024, as well as someone else.
It's never been worse than it is now under crooked Joe Biden and, frankly, his boss, Barack Hussein Obama. I think it's his boss. Barack Hussein Obama. Crooked Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Hussein Obama.
Really? You're pushing the Hussein Obama in 2023? That's a 2007 dog whistle, man. Barack Hussein Obama is totes not my bae. He's the opposite of lit. Now drop the beat. I don't know how to close an umbrella. Ella, Ella, Ella. What else happened in 2007? What else? The Obama talk wasn't done there.
I also opened up 5,000 square miles of ocean off New England that Barack Hussein Obama had closed. I don't know why. I mean, they closed. The most fertile area, almost like in the world, for a thing called fish.
It's a thing called fish. And fish live in a thing called ocean and does a thing called swim, unless fish hit beach, because fish has no what they call leg. No leg for walk, it's sad, which is why we must protect fish natural habitat. Tartar sauce. Filet-o, we must... Filet-o.
Trump was playing all the hits on memory lane. He even dusted off his favorite poem, The Snake, which was a staple of his 2016 campaign. Now, we can't play you the whole clip, because this is only an hour show. But here's a taste.
Has anybody ever heard The Snake? Nobody's in a hurry, right? She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying, "Thank you, ma'am," the snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh, tender woman," cried the vicious snake. I cry. Oh, this is so sad to hear. Look, she's crying in the front. Don't cry. Learn from this.
Oh, she's learning from this, all right. Specifically, she's learning how big of a mistake it was to attend this speech. I'm being told we have a shot of the woman he was talking to.
"Please let me leave. I can't take another poem. Bite me, snake. Just end it. Just bite me. I'm a tender woman."
Trump also complained about his legal troubles.
"I got arrested. Can you believe it? That's the mugshot. I never thought I'd be taken. I wonder what my father and mother are saying as they look down."
"We should have loved him more." Oh. Oh, we should have hugged him just once. "Forgive us, God. Forgive us, God, for the evil we have unleashed upon this world." At least he's now safely in custody down in Georgia. What? "They released him, you madman. Give me that snake. Gah!" Trump was also mad at a magazine because last week Trump was kicked off the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans. And he famously hates when people question his wealth. So he immediately rage-truthed the very badly failing Forbes magazine, which lost most of its relevance long ago, and which knows less about me than Stormy Daniels, who doesn't know me at all. That is a hard left turn. How did he get to Stormy Daniels? Oh, that's right, I forgot. The night that they had sex, she spanked him with a Forbes magazine. So that's the truth. That's true. That is a true story. So now, of course, whenever he sees Forbes, he thinks Stormy. Same way she thinks about him whenever she sees a mushroom. No. Trump's New York fraud trial is still going on, and reportedly his defense team has a bold new strategy: lose big. Because they know there's no chance of actually winning on the merits, so Trump and his lawyers are hoping to score some PR points, enrage the judge, trash some of the witnesses, and turn the process into a media circus. One Trump ally describes it as the fire festival strategies. Always a good sign to name your thing after famous disasters. It's like the popular energy drink Hindenburg Frost Razzleberry. Oh, the blue manity. In censorship news, we've learned that a library has flagged a book as potentially explicit due to the author's last name. The book in question is Read Me a Story, Stella, by Mary Louise Gay. So they wanted to ban a book because the author's last name is Gay. Seems crazy, but it's the kind of thing that could happen anywhere in Alabama. Now, the library is facing pushback, and the executive director has said it was a keyword filtering mistake and that Gay's book shouldn't have been placed on the list. See? It was just accidental discrimination that got in the way of their on-purpose discrimination. So, authors, if you want your books in Alabama libraries, make sure to adopt a very hetero pen name. Look out for One Fish, Two Fish, The Fish Are Male and Female and They're Married by Dr. Strady McMahon Penis. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Kerry Washington.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
My first guest tonight is an actor and New York Times best-selling author. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Kerry Washington.
Hi.
You know, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Thanks.
We've talked many times.
Yes,
I'm a fan of the actor, Kerry Washington.
Well, thank you.
And now I'm a fan of the author, Kerry Washington, who I'm talking to tonight. There you go. Thicker than water. This is about you and your family life and some very specific revelations that we'll get to in just a moment.
Okay.
But first, I just want to talk about, as an actress who I'm sure does a lot of background work on characters and things like that, what's it like to focus on the character of you?
So weird. It's very strange. You know, I'm used to talking about characters and what they're going through, and I have been a very private person up until this point.
Sure.
And now I'm sharing a lot of revelations about my life and my family's life, and not just to like spill the tea and embarrass us, but because I feel like there is a lot of healing that can happen in truth. And that's been the journey I've been on with my family, is that they gave me this new information, and it's been an opportunity for us to, as we talked about earlier, to keep feeling and keep staying in truth with each other and grow closer and evolve. And
as you're writing this, as you're like laying out your own life and your own backstory here and your family's, do you think you could play you? Like, would you want to play you as a character?
No.
No? Who would you want to play you in the Kerry Washington story? And keep in mind, I have a job.
You do. I don't, no offense, I don't think you could do me well. Oh God. I think, here we go. So there's an actress named Joy Bryant, who's also a Bronx girl, and she's incredibly talented, right. And I feel like she could do it.
There you go, Joy.
Yeah.
Call your agent. Now, you write about a big revelation in your life. Can you explain to the people what happened?
Yeah, so 5 or 6 years ago, my parents sat me down, and they had to tell me, because we were going to do Skip Gates' show, Finding Your Roots.
Right, which I
you were on. I know all about your family.
Yeah.
My parents shared with me that my beloved dad is not my biological father.
Because they were going to find out.
Yes, because on Finding Your Roots, we were going to do DNA tests. And so then they didn't want to do the show anymore. And I was like, why? What's the big deal? And they told me that I was conceived with the help of a sperm donor, which I never knew.
Wow.
I know.
Were they ever going to...
They were going to take it to their graves.
Really?
They were. They were going to take it to their graves. And in a lot of ways, I think they thought they were protecting me. You know, this was an act of love. I mean, when my parents did this is a long time ago. It's in the 70s. So there weren't, like, fancy sperm banks now with frozen sperm. This was, like, the Wild West. They have no idea who this guy was. They were innovators.
The guy just came in and started shooting up the town.
Lucky me.
Exactly.
Lucky me, I arrived. But they were like renegades, my parents. They were doing something that not a lot of people were doing. It was very experimental and very secretive, and they didn't want me to feel different or othered from them, so they thought, well, we'll just never tell her.
Great.
Yeah.
Well,
not so great, but...
Well, I mean, nice of them to have your feelings in mind is
what I mean. But I think what we realized is that them keeping that secret from me actually had the opposite impact that they wanted it to. Well, when they told me the truth, it actually brought us closer together as a family.
Oh, because there wasn't even an unspoken
thing.
There
wasn't this weird secret.
Well, here you
us.
Are with your lovely folks
yes.
right there. There you are.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Now that you know this, do you have any information about who this person might be? Like, have you looked for this person?
I don't. We're searching, but I don't know yet who the sperm donor is.
Do you have any idea where this person might have done this donation?
I know that it was in New York in the 70s. Mm-hmm. The doctor's office was on the Upper East Side.
Okay.
But don't go, like, claiming to be my father, people, because... This isn't like Cinderella's slipper. Like, right. You'll spit in a tube and I'll know if you're lying. So you gotta
be... Okay, do you know anything about this person? Like, because he might be watching. We could... A lot of sperm donors watch this show.
Is that a... That's a big demographic
for you? CBS has broken around the demo for me. It's a big part of our audience.
Well, if anybody looks like me and you
First
feel
of all,
like...
congratulations if you look like her. But if you were a sperm donor in New York in the late 70s in the Upper East Side...
They know he was black.
They know he was black.
They should call Skip Gates. Don't call me. Call Skip Gates, and then he'll run the test.
Skip Gates is going to get a lot of phone calls now. You just ruined Skip Gates' week.
He's at Harvard, if anybody wants to know.
Sure. Okay. You. Speaking of your folks, you introduced them to the Obamas.
I did.
How long ago did this happen?
I got to introduce them, I write about this in the book, to then-Senator Barack Obama.
Oh, wow, back in the day.
Back in the day when he was running, and I was doing a lot of work for the campaign.
Sure.
And I was visiting, I think I went to 16 states on behalf of the senator campaigning.
Holy cow.
And it went one Tennessee Sunday, I went to 4 churches for the campaign. So when my mom met then-Senator Obama, she said, "It's so nice to meet you. Thank you for getting Kerry back in church."
Were your folks like, did they play it cool? Were they cool about it? Because obviously whenever I'm with the Obamas, I'm super cool about it.
Are you? No, I'm not.
No, no, no.
They were odd. They were truly odd and odd.
Oddly odd?
Yes, oddly odd. I think they were very proud, you know? They didn't think in their lifetime that they would see a black man be president or, yeah.
Now, your mom was a professor.
Yes.
What did she teach?
She taught education.
Education.
So at one time when I was in like third or fourth grade, I was upset with the teacher and I said, you know, my mom teaches people to do what you do.
How'd that go over?
Not well.
Not that well?
That did not
okay.
go over well.
Did you ever go watch her teach? Were you ever part of
his class? I did. And she was so, first of all, so extraordinary to see your mom command the attention of hundreds of students, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like so magical. But she would sometimes ask a question because she was a teacher of education. She would say like, what do you think an 8-year-old would want to do in this situation? And if nobody raised their hand, I'd be like, I know. And she would call on me sometimes. It was very cute.
You grew up in the Bronx, as
I
you
did,
were saying before. And then you've become a celebrated actress. Were there people when you were younger that you looked up to? Were there other people that you grew up with who went into the profession as well?
Yes, I went to the same Boys and Girls Club as Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, wow.
I did.
Wow.
And something in the water there.
Wow. You're just Carrie from the block.
I'm just Carrie from the... Don't be fooled by the rocks that I've got.
Okay.
But she actually was a substitute dance teacher at the Boys and Girls Club. So I took some dance classes from J-Lo when I was little.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you guys talked about this?
She's always been, like, super proud and supportive and amazing. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations on the new book.
Thank you.
It is called Thicker Than Water. The young lady is Kerry Washington, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount+.